I have been talking for the last several weeks, focusing on a question that you and I need to ask, and we need to get the answer for ourselves. What's my standing with God? What's my standing in God? What's my relationship with God, my Father? What's my relationship with Jesus Christ? Where's the peace that so many individuals say that they're looking for? Then if they're truly looking for it, why are they looking in the world that has never given it to them since birth? Why don't we go back to the pig pens of life? I grew up hearing the adage all the time, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And this is one that I like. Yeah, and you can lead a pig to slop, and you can't keep him from eating. You have to live on a farm to catch some of that. But as God gives us love, you and I have got to decide what we're going to do with it. Now, are we going to focus more on loving ourselves? Is it going to be an inward love, or is it going to be a love to where you and I become the conduit for the Holy Spirit? And you and I, because Christ loves us, as his love hits us, we allow that love to be conducted back to those around us. A care and a concern. What is our standing with God? What's our standing with God in our soul freedom? Now hear me well on this. You and I do not have the authority over anyone else's soul or who they truly are, their spirit. We have no authority over that. Our ministry as Christians is not to make someone believe. Our ministry as Christians is to be where God directs us to be, so when that individual comes under conviction by the Holy Spirit, we're there to hug them, to love them, and to share the truth about what they now know they believe. You cannot make an individual accept Christ. You cannot believe that because of your relationship with Christ, everybody else's relationship is the same. You see, it's called soul freedom. God created us to be free. He never created us to be enslaved to anyone. He created us to be free. Now, he is the creator of all that exists. And in his creation, he says, I am going to create man, the human race. They're going to be a special people. They're going to be created after my heart, in my image. And I'm going to give them the freedom to choose. This morning, you and I need to take a close look at soul freedom. And we need to see where we stand. Are we critical of others because we don't think they're acting Christian-like the way that we think they should? That means you got problems in your own family, in your own heart, people. Don't you be looking at someone else in their relationship with Christ. Look at your own heart and your relationship. The God-given freedom of every individual to worship or not to worship God is a gift from him. You don't have to worship God if you don't want to. It's a freedom of choice. God created us to be free, not to be enslaved with anyone, not to be enslaved with any government or by any government. He created us to be free. So therefore, we know in our own heart that we have that soul freedom. We know that God's word speaks to us, not just in our mind or not just in our brain where we learn scripture. What good is all the scripture in the world in your brain if that scripture is put there through your study or your knowledge instead of the wisdom of God? Satan can quote scripture right and left. Actually, he does it often to Christians. We'll get that verse in our head that will help us to do what we want to do wrong, and we sort of turn it around to make it feel good. Well, God says, I've given you my son. The only good feeling of my gift to the world is that my son connects you to my love. But my son has come for whosoever will. The scripture does not tell us that Jesus came to those individuals that God made come. No, doesn't say that. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever wants freedom, let him come. Whosoever wants the love of God in their heart, let them come and pray for those who don't. Don't condemn them. And neither do you stand back and allow them to destroy your family through the senseless slaughter and murder of the Muslim terrorists. You do not stand back and allow that to happen to your family. You stand strong and you protect. Amen. Is that not what a shepherd is called by God to do? Protect the flock? Amen. The flock belongs to God, not to me as the under shepherd to Christ. Each one of us individually are blessed by the personal relationship with Almighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And what God says to me is, I want you to do the work I've called you to do. I want you to minister in a way that I've called you to minister. And then each of us will come together. And as we come together, we form the body of Jesus Christ on earth today. It's His church. I do not care what Christian denomination an individual is. I care about their Christian walk with Christ. I care that when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you're just as saved as any preacher or anybody else. It's a relationship with Jesus, not a denomination of Christians. Yet are we at battle with one another? Do we find that we are fulfilling Scripture? As Paul warned, as Peter warned, we are devouring one another over foolishness. Are we the hogs that's been led to slop and we can't keep you from eating? Are we going to the slop bucket of our society and accepting the garbage, the slop? They eat what's left over, or they used to. And if they didn't have that, they were mean enough to eat their own and also to eat anybody else in the pen when they're hungry. Always, I never understood when they said, isn't that a cute little piggy? You wait till that little piggy grows a little. We've got the wild hogs now entering in through the southern part of Kentucky. Anybody who knows them knows that they're vicious. They'll kill a child in a moment. But what of we? Can I tell you that I walk with Christ and yet I do not live His word? Can I tell you that I walk with Christ and yet I do not love those who Christ sends to me? Do we not understand that the sole freedom that God has given us is a freedom to love? It is a freedom to get right in the middle of hell itself. And in the middle of hell to preach your way out, to teach your way out, to get in contact with the one that pulled you out of the slop buckets of life. To begin with, it is peace that we're looking for, or is it a part of the world that we're seeking? The question is asked now. I've listened to it on the news enough this week. What makes 14 and 15 year olds try to get overseas with ISIS? What makes kids look for the evil of life and follow it? Why, growing up, did we follow the slop buckets? Why? For it is of the human nature. And the human nature battles against your born-again nature, right? There is a war going on inside of each one of us. Now, that war has already been won. We just not smart enough yet to understand that we need to be standing in, on victory roll. We need to be standing there directing others. That it is through the grace that Jesus Christ died for. It is through His blood that He shed all of His human existence for you and for me. It's a gift of love. And we are called by God to love. But we're not called by God to be foolish. We're not called by God to stand there and watch our families being destroyed. The war that is being waged right now in the United States of America is a war that's been going on for ages and ages. It's a war that Satan has for the hearts and the minds of the young. Pulling me out. Come follow me, they say. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll make you feel good because I'll give you speeches. I'll give you the word that I know will make you feel good. What about payday someday? Do people really think of that? And how come all of these people who are so vicious and so vile, folks, I've dealt with them over 30 years in the prison and jail systems, and I wondered so many times, how in the world could a whining, gutless criminal like you ever frighten so many people? You and I do not need to stand in fear. I stand in hope. I do not relinquish my right as a Christian American. Neither am I ready and willing to say, oh, America cannot stand again. That's not the word of God. Every generation has been given the call and the choice to either stand again and rise above it and become that great nation once again. Yet if we do not, we're losing our nation. If we lose our nation, we'll lose our children. We'll lose our grandchildren. There'll be no churches. The battle will not be against the different Christian denominations. The battle will be against hell itself, for it will have hit and landed on the shores of America. My heart breaks not just because of a combat Marine as any other heart of all the warriors. in here is breaking. We're watching the truth being put down. We see it in the world. But you see, the world doesn't know any better. Listen to me. The world doesn't know any better. We do. We do. And God says, I want you to stand for freedom. And I want you to stand strong. Joshua was put in a bind with the people. Because you see, the very ones that Moses led out of slavery, those are the ones that tried to kill Moses. Moses had to be protected from the Hebrew nation he was leading out of bondage. Because they wasn't getting the right kind of meat for their meal. Oh no, they weren't. What was going on? God was supplying them with food from heaven. Well, I just don't get it. That's not what I like. Do we see now the Word of God is the food from heaven? Do we not hear the same cry? Don't feed me that stuff. God tells Moses, show them how to take Joshua, show them how to take a stand. Joshua 24, verse 15. And as Joshua says, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now you see, that's something we're going to have to look at. As for me and my house, do we serve the Lord? As for me and my house, do we truly lift His word in all that we do? It is God who is speaking to us. Leviticus 22, 29. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. Don't you can't be made to give to God. God was not made to give you and I soul freedom. He did it out of love. And either you give in love, either a parent will give to their children out of love, or that child will never ever see love. They'll never understand true love. True love is from God. Now, I cannot express to you true love, because I just told you it's from God. So therefore, the only hope that I will have as your pastor and other pastors have is to use God's word. It is God's word that brings you under conviction. It is God's word that touches the heart. It is God displaying in the heart of His creation His truth, His peace. Do we not understand to get to the peace and life to where you no longer have fear of any kind of death? But you know what the sad part is? It's not the fear of stepping over that line into the kingdom of God. The greatest fear is staying here longer. Listen to me. You and I need to truly look at our heart and our relationship with our Savior. I'm going home soon. But I got a ministry to take care of before I leave. I love the idea of the supper time bell ringing in heaven. And I love the idea today as Christ gives each of us His love message in our heart. You see, the one who gives to me the love and rings in my heart with His truth is the very one day will say, it's supper time. Come on home, Larry Pete. Where's the desire? The desire that I have, and let me tell you, that all the parents that I know personally have. My desire is to protect the kids. My desire is to watch after the great grandkids, to make certain that as we spend the time that God allows us to be here, as we spend that time, we spend it on the truth. Joshua said, I already know who I am. And then he said, but listen, you hard-headed Baptists out there, I'm not sure that that's exactly what he said about the Baptists, but I can tell you, a lot of hard-headed Baptists. As for me and my house, we will serve God. You choose which way you're going to go. It is a choice. I am not a slave unless it is to the slave of the love of Christ. For he gives to us a love off a cross. He shares with you and with me there's peace in the valley. There's hope. I'll give you a promise today, Larry, of today. Preach my word. I'll give you a hope for tomorrow. But if I allow you to stand again tomorrow, preach my word. Promise of today, the hope for tomorrow. It's a promise and a hope of watching the great nation of God once again rise from the ashes of secularism back to the glory and the blood of Jesus Christ, focusing on God's love. Every religion on the face of the earth focuses on what you do, what their congregations do to get to eternity. Only the Christian faith focuses on what Christ has already done. You can't do it any better. He did it right the first time when he touched your heart. He does not play church. He sees the evil that exists and he says, come to me. Those of you who are hurting, I'll help your pain. I'll bless your heart. I will touch you. And I want you, as I touch you, to remember, you freely gave me your life. Out of freedom, I chose Christ. And I will die in the freedom of Christ. No world can take that away. And the enemies against God need to be careful. What are you going to do if God shows up? What are you going to do when you will see a man of God, though he's standing and looks like he's getting ready to be destroyed? Be careful, for when that man of God turns and starts smiling on either side, he sees something the enemy doesn't see. There is a host of heavenly angels set aside for us. Believe it. Set aside for us. And God says the host is always there. But the world doesn't see them. But the world feels the lash of the truth of God. Jesus paid for our soul freedom, folks. Listen to John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. You can't take that away from anyone. I'm free. Yes, you may be able to kill the body. But as of right now, it's against the law in the state of Kentucky to eat what you kill if it's a human being. But you cannot kill who I really am, nor any other Christian. For the heart that you and I have as a Christian is a gift direct from God. It is the heart of Christ Himself. It is a love that supersedes all understanding. I do not want my enemy harmed. I want them to recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I want them to find the peace that the Lord has allowed me to find within my heart. So when the Son makes me free, I'm free indeed. Now listen to Galatians 5:1. Here's what we are told in God's Word to do. Listen. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Jesus said, why in the world are you going to the world, and all that world wants to do is to bind you to where you don't have freedom of expression, freedom of thought? Some of you may remember, if you were in the service, oh gosh, almost 1,000 years ago, I guess, some of us would remember it was called the charge of silent contempt. If you were in the Marine Corps and you looked at an officer the wrong way, that officer could bring up the UCMJ and you'd be court-martialed for silent contempt. You know what happened? There was so much silent contempt there wasn't going to be anybody left. So they had to do away with it. They had to admit that man cannot truly read the mind of another human being. Now, I didn't say anything about husbands and wives. We know the look. But God is telling us, you stand in boldness because I'm looking at you. You pray for your family because I'm watching after them. You lift your heart to me in prayer for those that are under such bondage of those you love. I will be there, but I will not make them do what's right, but they will be offered the opportunity. It's a choice, folks, to stand fast. Soul freedom is experienced in Christ alone. You cannot get that inner peace, that soul freedom, without Christ in your heart. And soul freedom involves responsibility. I have the freedom. I'm a Christian. And I would only, there's certain parts of Scripture that I know and I use very strongly and sternly. When I'm with, I know, the dedicated Christians, but it really drives others crazy. Will I be lost again? No. That would be saying that Jesus Christ's blood didn't have the power. Don't be saying that. Will you make and have a bad case of the stupids again? You better believe it. No telling how many each of us made this morning. We started to tell our children and all, when you bring them to church, we're going to go serve the Lord today, and if you don't get that dirty shirt off, I will wring your neck. Well, you see, God tells us as Christians, I love you. Get the dirty shirt off. But if you don't, just like the parent, I'm going to love you anyway. But I'm going to help you. I'm going to walk with you. Responsibility and this soul freedom demands personal control. Do not tell somebody they got me out and got me drunk unless you drag them in with a funnel in one hand and the empty bottle in the other. Don't do that. Listen, folks. You and I are responsible for our actions. I refuse to tell a society or my own congregation that movie, when they watched it, this is what happened. That movie did not cause them to commit such a grievous sin. The Lord said, it is what in your heart. Nothing that is on the outside that can come in can defile a man, but that which is within and then comes out from the heart, that's what defiles them. We have given a whole society, a whole generation, an excuse for doing something evil. And as they look into the world at that excuse, just like a hog, they go back to the slop. But actually, the Lord, they said, he calmed that down a little, Larry. Did he really? The word says, as a dog returns to his vomit. Let's stick with the slop part. Think of it. Where's the battle in your own heart? Do we not believe that those we love are battling the same type of power? But one thing I will tell you. Do not let them, whoever they are, relatives or not, take control. You don't do that. You let Christ remain in control. You take that peace and you serve the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:23-24. Now here's the truth, Christians, even though it angers a lot of people. Everything, this is in Christ, is permissible. This is Paul. But not everything's beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek their own good, but the good of others. If something I'm eating offends someone else, and they're Christian, and it bothers them, because they said, preacher, you've been eating that slop, and look how fat you're getting. And you see that, and if it offends someone else, don't eat it in front of them. And then you take up all of the peanut butter fudge and shut the door. Listen, folks, you and I are individuals serving the same individual, Jesus Christ. You and I, sure, everything is permissible for the Christian. And I'm not going to get in an argument with these people. Sure it is. But it's not always convenient. And it's not always right. What is right? Jesus. And my soul freedom. And your soul freedom. You don't want to give to God of your talents? Don't give it. You don't want to give it to God, the faith that he's given you, and you give that faith and that grace to others? You don't have to give it. But remember a universal law of the living God. Whatsoever you plant, you will reap. That's the sowing. If you're going to sow it, you will reap it. The universal law of the living God. You want to see distrust? Sow it. You want to see a church fold and the doors closed? Go ahead and sow discord to your fellow man. And it will explode. We're seeing it every day. We're witnessing it throughout a nation. 4,000 churches planted annually. 7,000 churches close their doors. That kind of addition is not good for the house of God. Search your heart. You will find the peace, but you'll only find that peace in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the peace that you do give us, for the hope, Father, that we know is true. How many times so many have said that there's no hope for my family, there's no hope for my church, there's no hope for our state. There's no hope for our nation. Father, we just need to get our eyes back on you. You are our hope for all situations. We've watched you, Father, as you bring so many back to us that we pray for. We've watched your love. We've experienced that joy. Now, Father, we just ask for the peace and the wisdom to share that experience and to share that truth of your true love for whosoever will. Let your will be done now in Jesus' name. Amen.